Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monsters Radio, where you can hear the hottest
Welcome to Wet Wet Wednesday, Monsters US Radio Live Podcast, where we about to spend it all night, we want you to get you in the mood with the vibes of tonight. Yes, some independent artists, some major artists, some sexy music, some love-making music, and all that. Tune in. I think we had Blackstreet Deep start us off. I don't know how long it went. I'm having some technical difficulties with this system, but you know what? It ain't gonna defeat me. We gonna keep it going though. I'm gonna bring in Miss Jazzy B. I'm Miss Unbelievable.
Hey, hey, what's up, boo?
Hey, hey, boo. Hopefully, you know we got this thing going on right now.
It's Wet Wet Wednesday.
It is Wet Wet Wednesday, and we have nasty topics, and we have sexy music. Are you ready to get it in? Like, I'm ready to get it in.
Of course I am, my dear.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, I'm going to see if this song will play right. I'm going to put up in some Cover Me in Snow, because that's what we don't want, but it feels so sexy on our bodies. And then, you got topics for us tonight? Because if not, you know the Solo Me Speak always coming in nasty.
You know, I got some, but, you know, I like freestyling with Wet Wednesday because it turns out so great.
All right. Well, listen up, y'all. This is Wet Wet Wednesday. Y'all want to join us? Dial 563-999-3411. Looks like it may be a girl's night because you know what? It is DJ E-Monster's birthday. Happy birthday. He's probably turning it all the way up. That's what Aries do. And we want to salute you. Happy birthday. When we come back, we're going to have some sexy conversation, our sponsors, and much, much more. Let's get it. Let's go. Shantae Moore, Cover Me in Snow.
Yes, yes, yes.
We live, y'all.
Yeah. You like me shining, light your holiday season. Get in the gift and share it, you got a reason. You can surprise me, baby, no peeking. On and hide a little while I'm sleeping. Wanna get up, I wanna see all that you got. You told me that you won't put me on the rush. So, so make me cold.
I know y'all like, why is she playing Cover Me in Smoke for Christmas? Because, y'all, we like this to be covered in all kind of stuff. You know, just one of us. But we nasty like that. It's Wet, Wet Wednesday. We live, y'all. Call us up, 563-999-3411. And the sponsors for tonight's show is the So Let Me Speak author, Miss Unbelievable. That's me, Eda to the K. Monster U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, and Elite Sway Management. You definitely can hit us up on www.monstarradio.com, where you could come check us out, listen to music 24/7, comment, chat with us. It is under construction. Let us know what you want us to change. Let us know if we need some help. And remember, tonight, we about to have some adult conversation with a happy and nasty ending. I'm about to bring back Jazzy B. And look like we got a caller who want to join in. We're going to bring them persons in, too. So let's start off with my girl, Jazzy B.
Yeah.
So, Jazzy, hit us up with a question that we can start off with so we can bring our little we got someone holding on with us, you know what I'm saying? Let them join on in with our inappropriate conversation. What you got for us?
Our first question for tonight on Wet Wet Wednesday is, what do you do in a situation where your mate is not satisfying you?
Okay. Say that one more time so the people out there who still, you know, is listening to us can chime on in. Say that one more time. What is that?
All right. What do you do in a situation when your mate is not satisfying you?
Okay. 250, you hear that? What can you do? Let's bring this 250 in. Who we got with us on this wet, wet Wednesday?
Hey. Is Janae calling in today? Janae calling in today.
Hey.
Yeah, I heard the question. See, I got two
answers.
Hold on.
Before you get started, hold on. Let's set some ground rules up in here so we know us girls can go, right? We just don't want to talk over each other. So we're going to pass the mic. So, Janaya, you're going to start us off first. And when you're done, you can pass it off to Jazzy B or Miss Unbelievable. You got that, girl?
Gotcha.
You rocking with us?
Gotcha.
Y'all ready, Jazzy? Because we want to hear everybody's answer for this one, right?
Absolutely. Let's get it.
Let's go, Janaya. What you got for us?
So my first answer is, like I said, I got two answers. If this was my old self, my first answer would be to go find somebody else. But that's not my old self. I've grown and I've gotten a little older, so it comes to more of a communication thing. You got to have that discussion beforehand so they know what they want. So when it's time to get busy, there is no discussion needed. It's just going to happen.
Okay. All right. Who you passing it to, boo?
So let's go back to Miss Jazzy here.
Jazzy, it's on you, girl.
Okay. My answer, you know, is really not a great answer, but I'm going to say find a side piece. Even after having a conversation, because I feel like even after having a conversation, if the job isn't still getting done, you have a choice to leave or you have a choice to find somebody else to do it for you. I'm gonna have to deal.
You gonna have to deal?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to deal because, you know, I done been to the point where I'm satisfied way too much, and then, you know, I done been to the point where I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, find somebody to do it. Find a head doctor, some toys, something. Something has to give.
Okay.
What about you, Miss Unbelievable?
Well, see, I'm a teacher at heart. So I'm going to start off teaching you, okay? I'm going to start off teaching you. I'm going to give you the roadmap. I'm going to give you the plans. I'm going to give you the action of what she likes. I'm going to guide you to it. Now, if you do not understand the guidance, if the everything is done, the teaching is done, and you're refusing not to figure it out, because to me then it becomes you're only trying to satisfy yourself, because we done had the conversation, I done gave you what I like, you told me what you like, I'm satisfying you, you need to satisfy me. If that is not happening, that's not the say all to do all in this relationship. If you're a good guy, and you do everything for me, then I'm gonna go to a therapist. We gotta go to a therapist. We gotta figure this out. Because it's deeper to me than just a sexual connection. That's if you're a good guy. Now, if you're just somebody I'm just fucking on a regular, and you ain't hitting it right, and I ain't got no investment in you, then I'm a dip. I'm a dip. But if I'm loving on you and I love you and all that stuff, and that's just your only flaw, we could, you know, we can bring in some toys. We can try everything. I exhausted all my things, like exhausted them all. We'll get therapy after that, because then we need some sexual therapy, or, you know, add a third person, or, you know, make it spicy, you know, figuring out where the lack is, because you got to be wanting to please each other. And if the pleasure's not there, then it's got to be deeper than just us not connecting. It's got to be either you, it's got to be either me, or she may just don't like you, and then I have to come to that conclusion, and then we just got to figure it out, because sex is important, but not the most important part of a relationship, but it's important. It's important. What y'all think? Renee, I'm going to go back to you.
Yeah, sex can be an important thing in a relationship. It needs to work between the two of you. But you brought up an important point about them toys. You know, men don't like them things too often. There's a whole lot of men that are too afraid of toys. They like to bring it up and talk about it, but they don't really like to incorporate it. So that can be, that's a whole nother subject to jump on another day. But yes, sex is not the most important, but it needs to be a working function in the relationship.
Jazzy B, what you think?
I agree. Definitely agree.
Well, yeah, because that's your connection. Like, that's connecting some of the dots. I mean, because it's spiritual, it's physical, and it's mental. When one of those is lacking, or when one of those is not in place, you do feel unbalanced. You really do. And then one part becomes more, and then the other part becomes less, and then you stop wanting to do them less and less and less and less, and then you really become uninterested. That's why you got to invest in them all. You know what I'm saying? All of those, because if there's no investment, if there ain't no sex, if there ain't no bumping, if the bed ain't moving, it's not to say all. I'm just saying. But it's that intimate connection that one needs, you know, to feel that person. But if that ain't your soulmate, if that ain't the person that really you're not really supposed to be rocking with anyway, you kind of got to check that out too.
True.
You got to know what you're working with. You got to know what you're working with. I want to try. And then we're going to bring it back. We got more sexy conversation for you. It's a ladies' night on Wet Wet Wednesday, and you know what? Anything and everything could come out of our mouth. Right now, we're being politically correct, but we about to get it in a few more minutes. Right now, I'm about to play Jacquees. I think that's how you say his name. It's B-E-D. So that's what he's talking about with this B-E-D. Ladies, it's ladies' night. R&Z. sexy conversation. Wet, wet Wednesday. We about to get it in some more. Ladies, let's do it. Al. Featuring Loco and Hot Rod. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Slow. That's how we like it. Let's go. Wet, wet, Wednesday. 563-999-3411.
She love it when my voice is slow. Hey, she love it when the radio and lights is low. Kissing all down my throat, grabbing all my I'm touching all now. Run my fingers through her hair, but do it how she wants. She say it feel too good when I twist it rough. Want me to kiss it soft. Girl, I do anything just to get you off. Say you want it and wet, and me to do it with what? Oh, so you was just playing, just to see what I say to see if I'm game. Gonna do something strange, but I won't complain. Ever since I met her in the studio today, we cut a corner and blaze, then drive away. Find a hotel, stay shacked up for days. She undressed when my music play. Been to what I do, so she want me to stay. But man, you know I can't. I'm on tour, gotta travel different time zones. Just hit me on the phone when you all alone. If I don't pick up, just know I'm on the other side of the globe. Got a hand of business, I'ma hit you on the low. What's funny is a favorite song on the ever road. And my flow got a different pitch, you know. Remember time on the flow when she told me that she like her with my voice.
She like it nice and slow, nice and slow, nice and slow, nice and slow. On the flow with the radio alone.
She love it with my voice.
Nice and slow.
when I pick it up and speed it up. She say she like it when I slow it down. Throw a couple bars, that'll be what set it off. She love it when I whisper in her ear. Tell her all the right things that she wanna hear. Smearing her lip gloss along my shirt. Biting her lips, eyes closed, cause I feel about to squirt. She love it when she hear my voice in my flow. She love it when I do with my tongue when I go low. Always in a rush to come back home. Every time we fuck the same old school song. But baby girl's way more than sex. Got away with words. She love this whack, but she ain't going nowhere. She don't really care if I'm broke. She just wanna be with Loke. She said she like my voice slow, nice and slow, nice and slow, nice and slow, slow, slow. Then I pick it up just a little more. Then I pick it up just a little more. Then I pick it up just a little more. Then she hear my voice on the radio.
Nice and slow, nice and slow, nice and slow, nice and slow.
Ladies, I had to throw that in because you know we like it nice and slow, and it went with the bed, right? So, Jasmine, yeah. Do you mind if I throw this question in? When was the last time you had sex, and did you like it or not? I'm gonna go with you, Jazzy. When was the last time? You ain't got to say, like, the exact day, but, you know, give us a roundabout. Did you like it or no?
I plead the fifth.
Ooh, you guys, no, pleading, and no fifth. No pleading, and no fifth. This is girls' night. This is girls' night, and you know how we do it. Feel it, honey. Feel it.
All right. Damn, I forgot we went in court. It swells at Martin. One of these Martins. And my answer is no.
Oh, okay. Not a good morning wake up.
No, and no.
Okay. Who would you like to pass the ride to? No fun intended.
Let me pass the ride to our guest.
Yes,
then I it's on me now, huh? I really gotta steal these beans.
Yes.
Well, good very well. Sex, considering okay. It was morning sex. Okay. And, you know, I don't like being woke up in the morning for a damn thing. So, but, you know, it was, I kind of wanted it. You know, that's kind of a problem for me these days. But, you know, I did want it, and it was, it did its thing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So.
And was it?
I don't have to plead the fifth on this one.
Was it recent?
Was it recent?
Yes.
Now that I'm going to plead the fifth on. You said we didn't have to give dates or none of that, so don't be trying to spill my beans.
I didn't say it. I said, was it recent? That was like a yes or a no. I didn't say
look,
give it dates. Was it recent?
That's why I said one of these mornings. One of these mornings.
It was,
I didn't ask to say
it was,
who it was with. Gee.
It wasn't that long ago.
Listen, this is Wet Wednesday, okay? So I'm going to listen. I'm going to play another song in a minute, and y'all got to take y'all panties out that bunch. We got to have these men's dicks warm. And right now, they're soft as a motherfucker, okay? And I have a problem with that, okay? So I'm going to say mine, and then we're going to come back and make sure every dick that's listening to us around this world is going to be hard because us women put it in. Okay, ladies? So get it together. But for me,
if you want all the, if you want all dicks hard, all they take is a little spit.
You right. Mhm. Yeah, do. Mhm. And a little ride on it, you know, ride on it a little bit, little ride on it. Yeah. Okay. So let me, before we get off topic, because. You know, we can, Jesus. Mine's was good. Yeah. And it's so good when you just be like, damn, this is so good. You know, in the midst of it. I busted first, which was amazing. But I kept it going because I clenched up for a second before I can bust again, you know, twice. Yeah. Did I like it? Absolutely. I am totally addicted to this person's dick. I fiend for it like it's like I'm a crackhead. I get excited. I get excited when, you know, we talk even talk about it. She'd be like, "What is it coming?" Like, when she see him, she be like, "Oh, it's going down." And when she don't, she sad. She pouts. it's like a crazy situation. I've never been in this situation before. If I don't talk, she be like, "Bitch, I do. You may be mad, but I'm not." I'll be like, "Well, damn. You can't talk to me like that." And she be like, "Well, you can't be leaving that dick out there like that." And we'd be having a conversation, and I'd be like, "But I'm mad." She goes, "But I'm not. Just satisfy me, and you can be mad over there." So, yeah. It's a good thing. And it grows up inside me, and it's amazing. Yeah. And it hits all the right spots all the time, and, yes, it was recent. How about that? Yeah. But I need it again. She's fiending now. She's like a crackhead, you know, looking for that hit. And I would do it anywhere, any place, any time. Yes. So I don't matter if grandkids is around, my kids is around, my mama's around, if I'm in church, I don't care. Yep. She's ready to go.
For a song, I thought.
Huh?
That was just a lead for a good song you said there. Anytime, any place, anywhere. That's a Janet song.
Yes, ma'am.
Do I have Janet? No. No. I got Janet, but it ain't anytime, anywhere. But I do have. Hold on. Wait a minute. It may not be Janet's version. Hold on. Keep talking, Janae. I'm going to pass that back to you. Let me see. Not any. Anytime or Jazzy, one of y'all, you know, let's talk about something. Now, anytime, anywhere, do you guys do it anytime, anywhere, or are we just, you know, putting our nose up at that?
Anytime, anywhere, any place, any time, any day. Your protocol over right now.
We're going to push pause? Okay. So we're going to push pause, and here's Raheem Divine, anytime, any place. Boop. Y'all want to talk about it? We're going to talk about us anytime, any place, men. Y'all better be ready, because here us three little queens go. Anytime, any place, Raheem Divine. Y'all better get ready. We snatching draws off ya. How about that?
Wall against your face, I can feel your bleed. Oh. I don't wanna stop just because you're walking by or watching.
I'm walking by, I'm watching, I'm walking by.
say, Lady Grunt, sing it with them. Anytime, any place, what? Anytime, any place.
Anywhere. Yes. Anyhow.
Anywhere, anyhow. What? Come on through. Come on through.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's talk about that anytime, any place. Anybody can jump on that. Anybody can jump on that. Anytime, any place. Because y'all done heard me. I done said that when my fiending is and where my dick is, yes, anytime, any place, church, the movie, car rides, anyone, any place, anybody there, park bench, quarantine. I don't give a doggone. I just want it. Yes, I want it. So when it's that good and you want it, nothing matters. Nothing matters. Ooh, there's some background. Nothing matters.
Nothing at all.
So when it don't matter, it don't matter. So, like, what matters though? Like, does some things matter? Because for me, nothing matters. Even though I'm a church girl, I love the Lord. But like, nothing matters. Like, when you want it, you want it, right?
Now, I can say this. I am not brave enough to do it in the house of the Lord because he has control over my life, and I'm scared.
Okay.
But I will in the middle of church service.
Now, you might skip church for it.
And come back.
Are you talking dirty in the house of the Lord? Are you passing little nasty notes in the house of the Lord?
Absolutely not.
Are we sexting in the house of the Lord?
Now, I've got text messages, but I had to ignore them and continue my praise.
But now, what if this is your husband? What if this is your husband? Hold on. And this is, you know, he says, you know, y'all are married and y'all are together. Why not the house of the Lord? Y'all married. Y'all not committing no sins. Y'all just horny.
It's the time and place for everything. The church of God ain't it.
Any time, any place, though.
I know.
You don't care who's around. Not even pastor.
This still got to be a limit to something now.
There's got to be a limit. What's that bathroom so big? And you could just imagine, you know, just getting busted wide open and just too much.
You know, that's not a place I've ever imagined it, for one. It's a place you've been horny at before, but not where you've imagined it.
Yeah.
No. That's just me. Jesus.
Yes.
Pray for me. Hey, I told y'all I'm feeling right now. Pray for me. I'm not playing. I need prayers. This is going down.
I pray for
you. We don't need the Lord to take your wheels. We need the Lord to hold your drawers.
I'm sorry. Yes, he do need to take the wheel and my drawers and my thoughts, because, man, when that dick just come across my his face, his name, anything. I'm ready to go, y'all. I need therapy. Tomorrow for Karma Cafe, I'm serious. Jazzy, I'm going to need therapy. I'm going to be on the couch talking about how I am addicted to this dick. I am addicted. I need therapy. I need help. I don't know what I can do. This ain't never happened to me before. I have been in control everything, but not this dick. This dick controls my thoughts, my moods, everything. So Karma Cafe, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, hear how Jazzy B is going to help me with therapy. Okay, so now we up on this anytime, any place biz, right? They keep telling me that's off limits.
I need therapy right along with you.
Okay, we'll be putting each other on the couch. How about that?
I definitely need to be on somebody's couch.
But where was one place, y'all? Name one place where you was like, ooh, I ain't gonna do that again. Like, ooh, that was ooh. It was fun,
I don't have a place
but she
like
was
that.
Like, ooh. What?
I don't even got no places like that because everywhere I've done it, I actually chose the place. Mainly chose.
Well, no, there was one place when I got caught when I was younger. That's the only place I don't want to do it again. So
okay,
I don't want to get caught like that again, but I'm not young anymore, so it doesn't matter.
I ain't never been caught.
I've been caught by the popos.
I have never been caught. Not even by the police.
I got called by the police. They was looking for this crazy man that escaped from the crazy house. And they just said, hey, we just need to know, did y'all see him? We was like, no. And then they was like, hey, can y'all just finish that up and head on out? And we were like, cool. But, yeah. I probably on some, like I said before, FBI camera. I did it by the FBI building. That one I won't do again because that one I was like ready for the SWATs to come out. FBI people like, can you put your clothes back on? That one I won't do again. But it was such a thrill. Yeah. Janaea, where would you get caught and won't get caught again? We heard you. Yes, don't play.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
we
it.
Did.
I got caught by my parents. So no.
Oh, shit.
So, no, I don't want to ever do that again. But now I'm old enough, so it doesn't matter. So, like I said, that's just null and void. Next question. Another place. Let's talk about where's your favorite place to do it.
Oh, anywhere.
I like secluded parks.
Ooh. Yeah, I like secluded parks. Park benches. I like
Lake
in the
Calhoun
car.
3 o'clock in the morning.
I like the car. I do. I like parking in different spots and it's real dark and just going at it in the back seat or in the front seat, lay it back and just ride like you on a horse and just ride like you a cab girl. Like, yeah.
I have to adjust that about in the car. It would be while driving the car.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that a couple times.
Yeah, that's fun. That's
but you
got to
have real long arms and real long legs so it really works.
Yeah.
So you don't crash.
He got to know what he's doing first.
Yeah. But being short, it kind of helps because I'm short, so I'm far up enough, you know what I'm saying? So to adjust, so me being short, they like, hell yeah, get up on this, yes, hell yes, come on, because I'm short enough. And then when it comes down, you know, I could go down and you can't even see me half the time, so that's the blessing about being short. And, you know, that's the blessing. When you sucking dick, you know, they won't know I'm in there either because I'm short, you know. They don't see that. They don't see me at all. So I kind of disappear. And they like that. They like, where'd you go? I disappeared on your dick, baby. I disappeared. Yeah. So I'm about to play another song, ladies. Jamie Foxx, Come to Me. I love this conversation. We're going to bring it back because it's a wet, wet Wednesday. And once again, tonight's sponsors are the Soul of Me Speaks, Optimist Unbelievable, that's me, Monster US Apparel. If you want your own stuff and your own logos, hit us up, Picasso Painting, Indoor, Outdoor, and Elite Sway Management. Let's get it. Let's go, y'all. Jamie Foxx, Come to Me, ladies. We'll be bringing it back. We got about 10 more minutes to enjoy this conversation, but it's fun, ladies. Jamie Foxx, Come to Me.
Come to me.
Has that girl ever changed you? Yeah. And when she changed you, did you become the best of you? That's what Anthony Hamilton said. Best of me. Gonna get into that. Then we gonna bring it back with the ladies. It's all good tonight. Wet, wet Wednesday. Live, y'all. Sexy conversation with a happy thing. That's it.
It's simple. I love it. Having you near me. Having you here. Our conversation. Outrageous.
Beautiful moment. Oh, giving you the best of me.
Ooh.
We some amazing women. We give the best. Yes, yes. So we bringing it back. And it's all good. So Janaea dropped off. I don't know how that happened. But Jazzy B, give your final words as we roll up out of here. Oh, there she goes. She's back. Give us your final words as we roll up out of here. On Wet Wet Wednesday, what would you like all the men and all those head honchers to know about Jazzy B at this very moment on Wet Wet Wednesday?
I'm safe.
I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe.
Oh. Yup.
Amen.
Safe in the motherfucker.
Amen.
Right now.
Okay.
And guess what? This corona didn't bother me because I don't fuck with people anyways. I don't like y'all motherfuckers.
Wow. Oh, well, well, Wednesday, really? You supposed to be calling the good shit. Calling the good shit.
It's good and juicy over here, too.
Okay. Janaya.
Juicy like a bean crab.
Juicy like a quick. Yes, we down to our last minutes on Wet Wet Wednesday. So, what final words do you want to gush out and let them know about you?
Well, this was my first time on the radio having my voice heard, and it was kind of fun, and I might be doing it again.
Always good. That's always good. All right, y'all, and let me tell you, on tomorrow, like I said, it's Karma Cafe. Me and Jazzy both going to be up on that hood couch. Hopefully that'll help with the situation. Like I said, I'm going through withdrawals. I'm addicted. On Friday, it's Friday Night Live, and I'm pretty sure we will be talking about the COVID-19. We kind of like just kept it off the table tonight because guess what? We wanted this to be a smooth night, not nothing about fears, not nothing about sadness, not nothing about anything that's going to put you in a way that you can't enjoy your mate, can't enjoy your boo. Anytime, anywhere, any place, that's how we get down. Being the best of you, you know, getting it in. You change. If he changed you, embrace that. And ladies, it's about just enjoying letting them men's draws drop down, and we get to see the hardness of our lips and what we do to you, our heart and what we give you, and all that above. So like I said, tonight was Wet Wet Wednesday. We thank you for listening. We thank you for being here. And we look to see you all next week. And Thursday and Friday. Once again, DJ E Monster, happy birthday from the ladies from Monsters Radio. The Monsters got you covered. And you know what? We gonna go out. We're playing one of your songs. How about that? How about that?
Before you play the song, I just want to say, E-Monster, I love you and everything. You was my dog. And happy birthday to you. Bye.
Yes, we give it our love. We love yous and all that. Good night.
Good night.
Come on.
And we going to play, you know, always play favorite girl because, you know, the Monster Girls are your favorite girls. We know that. Have a great night, you guys. Peace out. Mwah. Love, love, love.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Let's go Thursday night. Call us up, 563-999-3411. Let's check out
for the I'm an OG to this game, right? And I don't seen a lot of women in my lifetime. But I'm going to tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that one. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dog, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm all been dipped. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. Came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilled like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch in it. And if I catch it in your whip on me, I'm busting it. Holla,
busted baby, you got me going crazy. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking about to even leave my lady. I understand she got a man, but my plan to scoop her on my side to show her how a prince will ride. When she with me, she feeling so comfortable all inside. Tongue to kiss her from head to toe all the way to her thighs. Did I mention she more than a friend like Bonnie and Clyde connection? She got me, got her in the right direction. When we in the room, you see that how I got her sweating. Candlelight dinner conversation, the laughing and giggling. I'm a big time money chaser, so imagine how we spending. She the got a nigga thinking about the next level, no pretending. In the late night, always make her way to Facebook texting. I'm round the bad chicks all the time, but she is a blessing. Beautiful, clean, only seen in a movie scene. I told her I would give her the world, cause she's my
Shorty
favorite girl.
Always